From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 435, which is intended for broadcast July 25th through August 7th, 2015.
Over in August, yeah.
Last time,
all
the way into August.
Yeah, no kidding.
Eighth month of the year.
Summer's going to be, summer in North America is going to be gone here before too long, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Truly before too long. In fact, during the month of August, you'll go to our HFCC, you'll be our representative
sure
at the HFCC meeting where you'll be talking about frequencies well into like next spring even,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's 16.
16.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, from our last Ask WWCR that we did, we have pretty much got pinned down what we want, we believe, for the B sequence this time around. And one of the things I'll, of course, as usual, do over there is start putting together the A for next year and get that with you. And,
it's a working conference.
It's a working
conference. And then you also, you say you've got it kind of written up and ready to go, but it's not really ready to go until you go through the meeting.
That's
and
right.
See what other
yeah.
people do around
what
you. What if somebody drops a great in-band frequency or something
the
at the meeting? You've got to be there to pick it up,
no
right?
No kidding. And that's one of the times right there. If somebody drops a great in-band frequency, that's the time to pick it up right then on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you and I have talked about that. We'll dance around what we're going to do with it later. Let's get it first.
Sure.
Know? And we get it, then we'll figure out. We'll use it somewhere. But that's where you run across those like that.
You know, last time on program 434, Doc, you started, one of the first things you said was one of the nice benefits of working here is the AC.
I am not ever going to mention that again.
Let me tell you what happened just a few days after
please,
that.
Please,
I think there are 7 air conditioning units,
yep.
And I think that 5 of them were out by that
yep.
weekend.
Yep.
And then you throw in the transmitter heat on top of
yeah.
that, and it was rough. In this building,
when you told me, he called me up and says, "Listen, maybe next time don't mention." You know, and I thought, "Oh no, this old concrete building gets hot when that air is not running. Those transmitters put out some warmth.
They do,
that's for sure.
They do, and there was a problem with the amount of current that we were getting here to the building from the local electric service.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this has to do with anything, but it seems reasonable to me that. When you're down 5 air conditioning units and then also 1 transmitter.
Yeah.
And that was very short-lived. We can talk about that. But we're using all this power, and all of a sudden we're not using it.
Yeah.
Like 5 big AC units and a transmitter.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that throws some stuff out of whack a little bit. But our electric service provider was here first thing Monday morning. We had a crowd here that Monday morning. We had the electric service. We had a couple of crews from the folks that do the AC units, the big ones, up on the roof.
Yeah.
And everything got worked out, but we did have to put in a new final tube in transmitter 4.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we had came up and worked just like it was supposed to. I don't know if it's related to those electrical problems, but it worked for about 4 hours.
Whoa.
And went out on Sunday, and first thing Monday morning was the fastest we could do anything about it. We had a backup. Everything was like it was supposed to be, but it was one of those weekends where just one thing leads to another.
I'm never, ever going to mention that. Ever,
I don't know if he caused it, but to have 5 of the 7 go.
Oh, I know. Well, you've heard people say, if it's going good, don't talk about it, you know. And my apologies for that. I didn't realize I had that degree of power, but in that sense.
Well, you know, Phil has been working on, over the summer, working on these switch cards again.
Yeah.
And all the transmitters. They can run without many, many of them working.
Mm-hmm.
And he got like 100 new capacitors.
That switch he puts cards, on the switch cards.
And so he's been swapping those out. So in the last few days, transmitter number 4 has all the switch cards that needed to be replaced have been, plus that final tube.
And
I guess you haven't seen it yet today in your visit here.
No, I haven't.
But I'll tell
you
what, that thing is just smoking. It looks like brand new. All the reading, it's cranking
it's
out
really
the power. It's efficient. They always crank out the power. What you kind of lose is efficiency.
Is that one that we got last November, or is this another type of tube? Remember we got had a tube go out last November before garden leave and all that stuff.
No, that was a capacitor.
That's
a
capacitor. That's right.
Sorry. Yeah.
That was a capacitor. Now, this final tube, is that one that we can get rebuilt like you do a lot of
times?
Yes.
In fact, two of them have been received back at this place in California.
They do them, yeah.
They rebuild them, and they just sit on them. They hold them until you need it. They'll send it right out.
Wow.
And I'm very pleased to say that it saves you about $14,000 to have one rebuilt as opposed to buying one brand new. There's enough material in there to save them that much money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know a final tube is big dollars. It's not the kind of thing you want to call New Orleans on a regular basis and discuss.
No, but they have a shelf life.
Yeah.
You don't abuse them, and that's why they go bad. They go bad because that's what they do in time. They get spent.
Just over time, it just expends itself, and then it has to be rebuilt, and another one comes in. Well, that's good. And I know that one of the things, God, do you know that you, let me see if I got this right. Is it about 10 years ago, almost right, pretty close, that you took over this OEM job?
Yeah.
Wasn't it pushing?
Oh, yeah, August.
August
sure
2005, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember that one of the things that you had talked about wanting to do then was for the particularly the larger parts, you know, the final tubes, the bigger capacitor items, wanted to get a better handle on backup and wanted to get a better handle on price and repair of those things. I know. And also you wanted to start investigating the whole air conditioning system. Now, I'm just going to bring that up and I'm going to talk about it now. Because I think that your predecessor was 100% Continental. Everything must come from Continental. And I remember one of the things you found out, that I remember from one of the first things you found out, was how you could get these replacement units at a much, much lesser price. Mm-hmm. The big AC things. Because I remember you were telling me, you said, you know, it's almost like the ones at the hospitals, really. And I think you...
That was the coolers for the water.
Yeah.
We're talking about the heat exchangers.
Heat exchangers. Yes.
Okay,
I got you.
Yeah, sure. Continental Electronics will sell you one of those.
Oh, yeah.
They buy it and resell it.
Yeah.
And that had everything to do with Phil. Phil looked into the model and where that came from.
Mm-hmm. And found alternative sources.
Sure.
Yeah.
Three of those have been replaced in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years.
At a much lesser price.
So we've got, for those who haven't visited or checked it out on the website, you've got big, like, 5-ton air conditioner units on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, because they're water-cooled, they run through these water coolers.
Now I understand.
It's piped out and then through what we call heat exchangers.
Heat exchangers, yeah.
Okay. And you see them where you see data centers and things like at hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the, I think some gas flows through in other applications.
Yes,
in our case, it's water, but I think gas can flow through.
Same sort of deal, yeah.
And it's a cooling mechanism.
And it's much, much less expensive, I remember. I know that you were telling me way back then, you said one thing I got to get a handle on somehow is these replacement parts. There's got to be another alternative source. You know, we've got to have a better handle on looking at some of these prices. You know, we've got to have more than one vendor. And I was thinking, you know, that makes a lot of sense, you know, because you may have one vendor and it's $15,000, and you do a second and third show, and now it's $5,000. You know, that's a lot of money.
I think that was the situation that we were looking at with those heat exchangers. It was like 15 down to 5.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's a big, heavy piece of equipment.
It sure is.
There's not a lot to it.
But it's there.
But it's a big old thing, yeah.
And when you got five of them, you're talking a reduction in savings of $50,000. And that's the kind of thing that... if you kind of keep your cost in line, then it helps your overall cost, and eventually helps the broadcaster too, because you know you don't have to pass those excessive costs along if you can. But you know, like we've said many times, a reduction in cost is kind of like an increase in profit because you know you're trimming out costs one way or another, and you're still getting the same thing, right? Yeah, but just think about it.
But that's really kind of an advertisement, I think, for WWCR because we're trying to keep the cost low. We had pretty major problems over the last weekend, and this was due, you know, the ACs. We had extreme heat.
Oh yeah,
in Nashville.
Like
when I called the
heat index,
the air conditioner guy, I have a cell phone number. I called him on Saturday, and he says, "I got to tell you, you're number 7 on the list as of right now."
Whoa.
And one of those 6 previous to me was his own grandmother. So you can't fight with that, right?
No.
So he says. I said, we'll live until Monday. And so the point is, all of that stuff was fixed up. And really, except for a few hours of broadcasting on transmitter 4 due to something unrelated, a backup
part that tested well, even worked well
for a period of time.
And then quit. Yeah, 4 hours, you said.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
But the average listener really didn't know anything went on. It was kind of a mess around here.
It gets a little warm in here. With
it was warm. It sure was warm.
It was like a buck 15 outside Fahrenheit heat index. And this is a concrete building,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have the AC going, and you got the heat from the transmitters coming out. It gets pretty warm pretty quick.
Right, right. And you've also got an AM transmitter, medium wave here in the building,
that puts in some heat.
And it got powerfully hot in this building. So I just want folks to know, listeners to ask WWCR, that there were truly operators here slaving over a hot microphone, as they say, because it was hot, real hot. We have one of those guns that you point to see the temperature coming out of your...
And there were
readings off of metal and stuff that were like 300-plus degrees Fahrenheit.
Man. Yes, I guess you didn't wear your tie that day, right?
I seem to have lost most of those things.
I think you have. I rarely see you in a tie. Pretty rarely.
I don't know what happened. Somebody must have broken into my house and stole only my ties.
They did, man. They took all those ties. Yeah. Took your Hello Kitty ties and everything.
I know it. You know? I know it.
I think they're still warm. You need to kind of look that up. Let's see. What did you say? Our next XCR is August the 7th.
Right.
Something like
right.
that.
This one goes through the 7th.
Maybe one of the things that we could talk about a little bit next time, I didn't even mention this to you off the air, but I'm thinking that sometime mid to later August in 2005 was when you took over. Your 10-year anniversary, if you will, mm-hmm. you know?
I have been here for about 6 years, but I know what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we do need to look that up, because there's a specific event that kind of...
I think all this sort of works around. I think it had something to do with the timing around the HFCC, somewhere around
mm-hmm.
that time.
Sure did.
Makes me think it's toward the end of August. But we got to look that up, because we got to have like a 10th anniversary special or something.
You think?
Right? Yeah, you were here five, six, 7 years before that?
I think. I started in 99.
99, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a 10-year mark for you. And I remember,
10-year marks, too, for a couple of great employees here at the station,
Chris and Kathy
both, yeah.
Because they both came on board.
Both came on right about 05.
Right about
both still here, both of them, you know,
for
any business, radio or not,
they're great.
Great employees.
They're great employees, because they came on right just at the point when you were taking over, because... I was working a weekend shift when they started, because
mm-hmm.
both of them came in and were working that early Saturday morning shift
mm-hmm.
with me, as a matter of fact. I remember all that, because longtime listeners will also know that you were the one that trained me back then, right?
Incorrectly, right?
You know, I had that one employee that told me, he says, well, who trained you? And I said, Brady. So that's your problem, right? Ex-employee. You remember that?
I do. So our next show, maybe we'll look into some of that history. That's kind of an interesting subject.
I'm thinking,
if I'm right here, you're going to have one more maybe in studio, and
then we'll
surely we'll look into
calling in or somehow
Skype remotely from under, right?
We got to telephonically have a connection made from Australia.
Australia.
We do it. You know, we've done it in Oman. We've done it all over Europe. We've done it in Asia. We got to do it from down under, too.
And WWCR Nation, Doc, is counting on you to take your shortwave receiver to Australia.
Believe me.
Because, you know.
I will. Believe me.
We get some good response on certain frequencies. One of them that I know that you know about. That doesn't make any sense. It's not on the maps. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. 13845.
Yep.
Getting down there.
Sure does. 3215 also.
Yeah. We know 4840, great reception reports there. 5935 too.
As a matter of fact, yesterday I took both of my little Sonys, and double-checked them. You know, they're ready to go. All they need to do is go in the bag. No kidding. That's all they got to do. They will be ready to go, right?
Doc, that's it for show 435. Right. We'll have one more here in the studio. We'll talk a little bit of history next time,
well
as HFCC.
Sounds good. All right, man.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.